You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hey, you know who we're going to welcome to the air right now is we have Paul Reiser. I first watched him in Mad About You, but he's done so many things since. He's a great, not only a great actor, but a phenomenal musician. He's written some great books. The books, I believe, all hood books, babyhood, familyhood, couplehood. Paul, are you there?
I am here.
I noticed,
I don't know reason to slow down the lovely introduction. Well, I was enjoying it.
I was looking at the difference between the three different books here, and really...
I get younger, don't I?
You do get younger. Uh-huh. You get more hair, if I'm reading in the right direction.
That's a deal I made with the devil years ago. you might have them in the wrong sequence, I'm going to respectfully suggest.
That's probably what...
You might have them backwards. Couplehood was first, then babyhood, then familyhood, and then I'm working on my next one, deathhood.
Oh,
which will be very hopefully late in coming.
So, listen, now you don't have any pets at home, right?
That's wrong. See how you're wrong?
I am wrong.
Uh-huh.
We did
wrong. Have right in front of me. I'm looking at a my beautiful chocolate lab. I don't want to say his name because he'll get up. And he's so happy and content now. No, but I have a chocolate lab who's 11 and a half, and a great, beautiful dog.
We do our research on Wikipedia. We try to vet every, get all
that
the information.
That wasn't on there. Yeah, I guess that was a family secret.
So what's your dog's name?
Bosco the dog.
Bosco. Does Bosco have bad breath?
You know what? He really doesn't. And I don't mind bad dog breath. I don't like bad breath on people.
Yeah.
But I must say, I never mind the breath of the dog.
You know, that's...
And it's not his problem. He is the exact same color as our floor, and he's impossible. It's like one of those puzzles. It's like, where's Waldo? You can't actually see him. He's right there, and he's 90 pounds, and yet he's invisible. He sinks in, and so it's a bit of a danger because people have tripped over him. So we're thinking of painting him fluorescent orange. Might not be the best thing for him, but if lost at sea, you're going to find this dog.
You're really thinking ahead there, yeah. So, and I'm glad you say that you like your dog's breath, because I kind of like my dog's breath.
It's kind of fun, and it's also special, because I know who that is. You don't even have to turn around. You go, that can only be one person.
How long have you had Bosco?
We got him, he was young, like brand new. He was like 6 weeks, wasn't even 8 weeks, he was 6 weeks old, and really beautiful, and of course they get big very fast, and he's slowing down a little bit. I see it now.
Uh-huh.
I see it. You know what? He used to sit. This is how exciting my life is, by the way. I used to watch my dog sit and watch squirrels. So I'm not even watching the squirrel. I'm watching one animal watch another animal. And he would chase him. He would see it. And now he just, he sort of lets them be. He watches, but he's not in a hurry to get them. Because truth
he's
be told, when
it
he
out.
Got them, he wouldn't know what to do anyway. But, let me ask you this about squirrels, and this is the reason I'm calling. No, it's not the real reason I'm calling. But put that aside.
Yeah.
Squirrels, if you watch them, you will note they will scurry from one tree to the other. And I'm watching this, and he's going back and forth, and he's obviously building a home of some sort in one tree, but he's got all the supplies in the other tree. So he's going with the branch, and he's got like a construction hat on, and he's got a little flashlight. He's clearly building. But my question is, what could possibly be better, so much better, about the second tree that he's going to relocate? Because the first tree, he seems very happy. He's got all his supplies. But no, he's decided tree number two is for him.
He's got a girl on the side in that tree.
Huh?
Oh.
I was going to say, he must be a male.
Yes.
Or maybe it's for the kids. Maybe better schools in the second tree. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're happy, but you got to make a move for the children. That's what I suspect it is.
See, I think he's a male. He can't commit, so he's got to go to the next tree.
Could be. Interesting. You know what? For your interest, next time I see the squirrel, I'm going to investigate a little closer.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up the tail and see what's going on.
Okay.
I want to see that one. That's going to be fun.
Do squirrels have notable sexual parts?
Do they?
They sure do.
Are they marked? Would it have a little line that says squirrel penis as it's pointing?
No, there's no color coding or arrows there, no.
That would help me. And by the way, I'm glad we're getting this on the record because short of this, absent this, I think my family might be alarmed. They see me pinning down a squirrel and looking underneath it. They go, wow, that is snap. That is really snap. But now they see I'm doing it for science.
Yes. Yeah, just make sure to videotape.
Yes, I will videotape it and get it to you.
Well, you know, you talk about animals, some animals being cute and some animals being, Well, like the ones you can eat, you don't really think about.
You don't eat the cute ones. You don't. You don't. You know, and you eat. You get. In fact, people get angry because the dolphins are getting caught in the tuna nets. Then you can't do that to the dolphin. But they don't seem to mind the ugly tunas that are getting chopped up and put in a can. But if it has a little head and a puppy and a name, it's so cute. So it pays to be cute if you're an animal. Why, very few pet porcupines, by the way. Not so cuddly. You need to be cuddly and cute.
Do you let Bosco in bed?
Absolutely.
He sleeps with you.
You know, I'm going to be quite honest. Okay. I'm sure. In the last 10-12 months, doesn't have the he's like Kobe. He can't quite leap the way he used to.
Oh,
so he's not getting up.
There's stuff we can do for that
Kobe's making, but I would say he is suffering with the same incomplete leap. Also, I will give this to Kobe. My dog cannot dribble to his left. And he also doesn't pass the ball, by the way. If he gets the ball, he kind of keeps it in his mouth. I mean, my dog, not Kobe. But neither of them, notably. Although lately, Kobe's been sharing nicely, I have to say that. Also, by the way, we don't let Kobe in the bed. Just so you know. Great guy. I admire his work. He's not getting on the bed.
Oh, good.
There you go, Paul Reiser. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
Thank you both.
Bye. Bye. Okay, let's get on out of here. I want to thank, Paul Reiser for his encore interview today, and thank you for joining us. Remember, if you need your fix during the week, you can head on over to animalradio.pet or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And we'll catch you next week right here. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.